In 2020, the council voted with the chief executive for the budget, which included council rents to go up. And the council sent out a lot of letters informing people that the rent will be going up. It started at €105 until people came back and they did rent reviews. Some people's rent went up considerably higher than what they were paying, and some people couldn't afford to pay it. Myself and Councillor Bree at the time had put in a motion to defer the rent because we were in the middle of a pandemic. Everybody's wages were down. We understand that the council funding was down, but this wasn't a problem for the people. This should have been money picked up from central government, which they could have invested in the council like they did in other councils around during COVID. And it's nearly every council though we go to, people are, they're struggling to pay the rent. We're in a cost of living crisis where the price of petrol, food, electricity, heating is skyrocketing. And then people are worried that if they don't pay the rent, they could find themselves out on the doorstep or out of the door. And this is something which I find highly desperate, because when people can't afford to pay the rent, especially in council houses, if people could afford to pay big mortgages, people would be having mortgages. But it's just with the council rent going up to €105, a lot of people are struggling, and especially now. And we're hearing it on the doors, but I'm around the doors knocking. So this is something, as I say, is that we had 12 councillors vote in favour of renting or increasing the council rent, while 5 of us voted against it.
What can the council really do then if they need the money and the government won't subsidise that in its place?
But this is something that needs to be done. We have TDs, we're supposed to have representatives in the Dáil. They're supposed to be shouting for the people of Sligo. We are after being left behind for the guts of 15 or 20 years. Central government needs to be invested in councils. It doesn't help that Sligo County Council is in debt. Previously, we've had to save $2 million a year to get $1 million back. So it's time that central government open the coffers and supports the people. These are people who, after working all their lives, one of the people at the time who had contacted me was a pensioner. And his money had went up, or his rent had went up. And the way I look at it is, how can we expect a pensioner who has worked all his life, you know, and he's in his office, hardy home, and his rent goes up and up and up, and they're not top of bin charges. It's crazy. They're holding the people over a barrel. So it's time the central government invested in the local council, especially Sligo. Like I said, we've been left behind for long enough, so it's time money starts coming our way.